This podcast is a part of the Blueberry Network. You can find this and other great podcasts at blueberry.com. That's blueberry with no E's .com.
Hi, I'm Dave Dufour.
I'm John Schaup.
I'm Marcia Fulmer. And we are Theater Geeks.
Welcome to Theater Geeks. This is the podcast about community theater and the performing arts. The name of this episode is That's the Ticket. And for those of you who actually know Tommy Flanagan will know what I'm talking about. But anyway, some of you don't know who Tommy Flanagan, but That's the Ticket. The phrase That's the Ticket is older than Tommy Flanagan.
Much older.
So,
whoever that is.
Pricing of theater tickets in community theater, our tickets are low to moderately priced, but you know, everybody runs into cost issues all the time. In professional theater, we know, and we were just talking about
horrible.
It, New York City ticket prices are, at least on Broadway, are through the roof. I don't know about off-Broadway.
They're pretty off-Broadway is like more than a local group would charge here, maybe twice, two or three times as much.
Right, yeah. And it's because the labor costs.
The gentleman that we just spoke to
A couple of weeks ago,
right.
He said tickets for his show are $30 a piece.
Right. And that's not bad for New York.
No, but that's off Broadway.
Right, right. Yeah, that's Andrew Goffman's show.
Yeah.
But that would, and that's a small theater, and it's sort of
right.
a different kind of venue. But the big venues, the cost structure has just got to be just
it's
out
horrible.
Of sight.
Is it just because they just feel like these production values have to be so huge?
Because that's what people want to see. I mean, it's like anything else. If you go big and go glitzy, then that's the standard, and you have to keep that level or above it in order to draw people in. And I honestly believe that nowadays, the people that support the New York theater are the tourists.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
right? At least the
Lord.
Broadway theater. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
It's interesting. Now, a couple of weeks ago, in our news show, which I do on alternate weeks from our panel show, I talked about how Stephen Sondheim, he's working on a show in England right now, and he was bemoaning the fact that there are very few, that there are virtually no plays on Broadway. It's all musicals.
Correct.
And he's saying this while he's working on a new musical himself.
Well, because he doesn't write plays.
He doesn't write plays. But there are, but the idea of doing a straight play, it's relatively rare, at least on Broadway. And it's there's not that many of them. And
no.
But because the public seems to be just oriented towards musical, mm-hmm. I think. So that may be why one of the reasons that the costs are high. A straight show would be less, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are they?
Yeah. Oh, you mean ticket-wise?
Yeah.
Price-wise? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Probably, I would say, and I'd have to check my New York magazine to see, or my Playbill, that for a straight play, I would imagine the top price is about $80, $90.
Right.
But now, the average top price for a musical is about $130. And I just saw one that of a new show that's going to open, and the top price is $160. Well, now, if you're talking two people going, that's my Lord, that's my mortgage for a month.
Do they get over? Don't they get over 200 on some tickets?
Some, yes. I had a friend who went to New York recently for the weekend, and she had seen Book of Mormon, but she thought maybe if she was with a friend that they would like to see it again.
Uh-huh.
And she has a friend in the show, so she could get house seats. But unfortunately, on the weekend, the house seats for Book of Mormon were $435
a piece.
Oh my
because
God.
People want to see Book of Mormon. Oh. They come in for the weekend.
Holy
Who cares?
Crap.
Their corporations pay for it usually.
Well,
you know, it's real, and I guess I feel it a lot more than you guys would, because I remember seeing Joel Grey in the original production of Cabaret with Lottie mm-hmm. Lenya for $7 sitting in the orchestra at a matinee in an orchestra seat.
Wow.
I saw Funny Girl for $12 with Barbara
really
Streisand.
That wasn't that long ago when you think
oh,
about
God
it.
Oh, God love
no.
you.
Well, I mean, we're talking about like 65,
Yeah.
But I mean, the price of, I don't think inflation has gone up that much.
No, it hasn't.
You know, so, I mean, I know inflation is, now, everything is inflated, but not that much.
If you ask in New York and the way that they have reduced the size of orchestras, they'll tell you it's the unions. You know,
well, I was going to ask about unions.
The unions say you have to have 3 stage hands if you have this many people or this many. I mean, I don't know what their actual rules are, but they have a rule for how many. And you'll see a stage band is just standing outside smoking a cigar.
Getting ready to
because there's
one
nothing
piece of
ready
furniture.
For nothing yeah. really for him to do. But the union contract says you have to do that.
And the union rules are a little different off Broadway.
That's why so many, practically all, of the touring shows are non-union.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Because they don't have to obviously pay the actors or the stage crew or the musicians what a union show would have to.
Right.
But the difference is primarily in the production. You know, we're talking about things that come to the Morris or come to Miller in Kalamazoo. But I just saw Jersey Boys there, and I don't know if you guys read what I wrote, but the big thing for me was that it was a union show, it was an equity show, everything, and that production was exactly what you would see if you went to New York, and that was like the 5th or 6th time I've seen the show.
And what
so
was
I'm
the ticket
kind
price?
Of familiar with the top ticket price was like $75, I think.
Okay, so it was high for this for a regional,
but not. It's going to Chicago in a couple of months,
it's there
and
now.
In it's in
there.
The top price is over $100.
Oh, okay,
so. You know, I would say if you can see a touring show, go for it because you get the quality of the performance usually is good. It's the production values that are really scaled down.
Now, community theater, of course, provides the service of, you know, producing these shows at a later date. But providing them in a price that's far more affordable.
Right.
But we struggle with costs and making money as well.
Oh, everything's gone up.
Yeah.
You know, lumber.
Well, it's we keep our ticket prices down through as much donation as we possibly can.
Right.
And, you know, trying to instead of me going out and buying a $4,000 hoist. Calling my friend Joe and saying, Joe, I know you have a $4,000 hoist. I need it. You know,
can we borrow it?
I need it. Can I borrow it for 3 weeks? Yep. And Joe says, usually yes, or or you know, give me $100 and I'll loan it to you or something. But at least it doesn't cost that much, so we can keep our prices down that way. You know, we have a lot of local groups or corporations that will do some bartering with us, you know, or so that helps us to keep our costs down. But we always have to keep into our own brains that the community, for example, our particular community is having a hard time with employment. We want to make sure that our ticket prices are always viable for as many people to see a show as possible. So, if that means that I have to cut a little bit of my production costs, as long as the production is strong, as long as we keep our acting production and our musical, like the orchestra is strong and keep that portion of the performance strong, then if the production aspects aren't as amazing as what they could be, that's okay. I think it's about the product that you're putting on stage.
And, and I think we're you know, as an community theaters have a mission, whereas you know, a professional theater doesn't necessarily.
I mean, their mission is to make money.
Their mission is to make money with a good show, and they do. I mean, that's not to denigrate the product, but their focus is different, and it is to make money. Here we have a mission, and of course we don't pay any of the actors, so that's certainly keeps that cost down.
Right.
Well, but but still, you know, there's a limit in a community in many communities as to how much people are going to pay to see certain kinds of shows. And I think to keep shows accessible, especially the shows that maybe aren't well known and you want people to come even if they've never heard of them, you know, maybe a lower price is a nice little inducement, right?
I think it can be. Sure.
Yeah, I think the struggle to keep your ticket price down low is one that every community theater has to face, you know.
Right.
And some of them have gone up. I mean, I know several of the summer theaters around here. Now their average price is like $30. Well, to me, if you want to take if a husband and wife want to go, but these are all supposedly quote unquote family friendly shows. So you want to take the kids, and they maybe the kids are $15 or something. It still adds up mm-hmm. to a hefty mm-hmm. chunk,
right?
If you don't have a lot of what do they call disposable income,
right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, which right now these days is difficult to come by.
Right now we do have a different scale on. At least our theater does a little different scale when it's a family show and you're going to have children in. Do we have a little different structure?
Well, our youth theater, we do take that into account as well. Our youth theater has a lower ticket cost, although we try to keep our production values as high.
Oh, and they are.
So, you know, we're not necessarily going to make as much money off of that show.
Right.
Well, also because it doesn't perform as many performances. Even if you're paying 10 and 8 as opposed to 15 and 13
mm-hmm.
Dollars, we want to make sure that when you come to see that show, it's a show that we want to make sure that it's the same quality and at the same level as our main stage productions.
And that's really the
so
part
that people come to see and they see a good performance.
Whether you're charging $150 or $15, you still have to justify that ticket price with a product that people want to see.
The $150 a ticket, having just watched a production of Smash. I don't know how many people are watching Smash. You also listen to our podcast, probably a number of you, but to think that, you know, one of the reasons why we're paying that much money for a Broadway show is because you're paying for an inadequate performance by a lead star, you know, by a star from Hollywood or somewhere that has
really
no
shouldn't be there.
Really to
well,
be in the show.
Okay, yeah, that's Smash. I don't think
you think it happens.
No, I don't. Oh. I don't think. I think if they have a name in it, they do what they're supposed to do.
Do you?
Yeah, I really do, and. Like Daniel Radcliffe was just in How to Succeed. I did not see that because it is personally my least favorite show. But the people that did see it thought he was, be quiet, thought he was wonderful.
I love that show.
I know. I'm totally outnumbered here. I'm so sorry. But they said he was really wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, so it's, and his, but his name.
His name does what it's supposed
yes,
to do.
Right.
Yes.
His name does what it's supposed
it
to. Hugh Jackman is another one who's been a top draw on Broadway
absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely. And I can say I saw him. He's a marvelous entertainer.
Was he the man who...
He was the boy from Oz.
Boy from Oz. That's right. I'm trying to remember the name.
Peter Allen. Right.
Yeah, the Peter Allen story.
It was great.
Yeah. And so now...
And Antonio Banderas.
Yeah.
I saw him in 9. And he was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Now to back up, but Madonna was in a show a while back. Maybe
on Broadway?
On Broadway. She was in Speed the Plow by David Mamet.
Oh, right.
And I heard she wasn't all that great.
No.
But she got it. She
but
drew
you know
people
what?
In.
Have you ever, if you've ever seen Speed the Plow, there's three people, a producer and I think a writer and then the secretary, which is the smallest, most minimal part.
Yeah.
And she was there to bring people in.
Yeah.
And she did.
Yeah. Well,
the two
did.
Actors that she was with were good.
Yeah.
So,
and
you know.
I don't know. I haven't seen her in anything as an actress lately, but I mean, I suppose she's improved. But anyway, but the point is that again,
that was a while ago too.
It's been a while. Yeah.
Yeah. And the community theater level with ticket prices, getting back to that though, we set our ticket prices so that our community can come see the shows.
Right.
We also understand, for us at least, that it's got to be more than about ticket price, and it's got to be about fundraising and a lot of other ways to keep our theater open.
Sponsorship is one big way.
And that's the way that we keep our ticket prices down.
Yeah.
You know, if we can have all of our shows on a season underwritten, then our ticket prices don't have to be as high.
Right.
So any underwriters out there who are listening right now, please contact me at blah, blah, blah.
That's why they say we'd like to thank our sponsors. I mean, the audience should really thank them also,
right,
because it's because of them that you're able to keep the cost of a ticket down to $15 rather than $30, you know?
And it's still hard for us to get people to understand that actually coming to see a show at the theater, for almost any theater in the area, is still just barely more expensive than going to see a movie.
Yeah.
Because when you go to see a movie anymore,
especially a 3D movie,
and you buy a box of popcorn and two large drinks, and you've got as much money in wrapped up into it as what you would have if you had brought a date to come see a show at the theater.
And most community theaters aren't trying to make money, big money, on the concessions and things like that. So
we have to admit, we make money on concessions. Our theater's fortunate because a lot of our concessions are donated. So that we make all the money on the concessions.
Cool.
But still, for the most part, that's not where we're looking to make our money. So that's why we can keep that price down. We can keep that cost down. Again, though, because it is donated, I don't have to go out and buy it. It's donated, and then I sell it.
Yeah, right. I think most of the area community theaters operate that way.
Well, I think that John brings up the really good point, and that is that if you want to, live theater is a different kind of experience than going to a movie.
Absolutely.
And in many ways, it's a better experience. It's more, it's more participatory. There's a lot of things that are really wonderful about going to a theater, and it doesn't cost that much more, and maybe even in some cases, possibly less than going to see your average movie at a multiplex right now.
You can come see one of our family shows for less than you can go see a movie.
Yeah. I think that's a big deal. I mean, we're not here to promote Elkhart Civic,
but
the thing is, you're
right. That's the way it is almost across the board.
Right.
That if you want to take your family to see a movie or a show right now, if you go to one of your community theaters, you could probably take them to see a show for less.
Right. Okay. And
enjoy it more.
That's right.
I have to say that because, I've been watching, I'm a big classic movie buff. I love it. And I've been watching the things from Turner Classic. They just had their film festival.
Right.
And without exception, everybody that was there said, I've seen this movie before, but there's nothing like sitting with an audience.
Right.
And that's the way it is in theater.
Right.
You react and people around you react, and it's kind of a whole ensemble kind of thing from the audience.
Right. Yeah. The audience is part of the show in essence in that regard.
Yeah, it's an event. You're going to see an event. It's not just going to be a somebody that's nondescript sitting in the back of a movie theater.
Yeah.
Right. And we're getting, we're kind of getting into the whole philosophy of theater here, but it's, I think it's part of justifying that ticket price, whatever it is, is because it really is a different experience. So anyway.
Yes. And anybody that buys a ticket that thinks they're not going to get their money's worth, they should just come out and follow the process of putting on a show from the very beginning, and you will find that what it goes into it is worth a lot more than what you have to pay for a ticket.
That's right. And I'm getting into another little area here, but there was a producer on Broadway, last name Klerman, and I cannot remember his
Harold.
First, Harold Klerman. And he said something, I saw a documentary about him, and he said that, people go to shows and they say, well, how do I know I'll like it or I won't like it or whatever? And his comment in this documentary was that what we really need is more bad plays. Because that means that there's just more plays, and theater gets better and better all the time. And we learn from even shows you don't necessarily like, you're going to get something out of in terms of understanding how the theater works, and it makes you appreciate better theater the next time you go. Sure. And so I think that it's always worth doing that. So
it is.
Yeah.
It is. I would really encourage anybody to try live theater.
Yeah.
You'll like it.
That's right. And even if it's theater that is, I mean, there are a lot of churches that do theatrical kinds of shows as well. Can be very inexpensive to do that as well as, I mean, they're technically community theaters, but in a little different type of thing. But that's theater too. And just to get exposed to that. So, all right. Well, we got a little off of ticket prices, but
that's all right.
That's okay.
Some ticket prices are very depressing for people who would like to go see a lot of theater and don't like hanging from the rafters,
All right. Well, anyway, so we'll just wrap that up. We'll say community theater. That's the ticket. All right. We're going to wrap up this episode of Theater Geeks. Please stop by the website. You can listen to all episodes of the podcast, and you can search for old episodes and all that good stuff there. You can also pick us up at the Blueberry Network. That's BlueRry, blueberry with no E's.com. And we are there along with a whole lot of other really good podcasts that you might be interested in. We can also be found on Stitcher Smart Radio if you have an iPhone or an Android device. And I think maybe Stitcher's available for Blackberries now as well. So it's a great way to listen to us. And also, go to your friendly neighborhood iTunes, and we're there as well. Stop by our store where we have hats, cups, mugs. You can reach our store by clicking, and so much stuff. So John's not going to say it. I don't say going to say it. What does it rhyme with?
Nothing.
What is it? Teddy bears. It rhymes with teddy bear. That's
over
right.
Over there.
Or over there.
Over there.
There we go.
Bears and...
Yeah, there we go.
I'm saying it.
That's great. Third floor underwear. There we go. I said it. Anyway, that
pink
wraps it up. Yeah, there's some great stuff in there. So you can click on the swag link at our website and you'll find it. I'm Dave Dufour.
I'm John Schaup.
And I'm Marcia Fulmer. And we are Theater Geeks.
Music for Theater Geeks was provided by MusicAlley.com. Thank you.